I'm very happy to have come here to your center.
I know something about the activities going on here, and also this morning I discussed something. I really admire your views and some what call daba asre me yuch sun dabati
and your aims.
I really admire something very good, that sort of effort in order to more unity, more close understanding to various, you see, different theories, different ideas. So I'm very, very glad to be here.
And first of all, I'm going to recite a dedication or consecration. Usually in Tibet, when we do a dedication, when the building is done, we then arrange within it symbols of the body, speech, and mind. But here it's empty. However, in fact, symbols or images of these three are within. This house is built with extensions in the four directions. And during this, all of us should have a peaceful and compassionate mind, a mind of altruism. And since this building is in the shape of the four directions, we should imagine that this peacefulness, altruism, and compassion are extending out from each of us in the four directions. So I'm going to now recite a prayer.
Sada jodan medalon gönebe majiga balo dizi dosun jege de badon da bandeje tambo jodo umu soba de da benzaye zo jo jo na jube sanje da jodan batam jodan alo gozo jise nanga tada nye besun jege kanan mene ben yenge jende be sala majiga badon yenge ne mende o tambo jodo umu soba de da benzaye zo jo jo na jube sanje da jodan batam jodan alo gozo jise nanga tada nye besun jege kanan mene ben yenge jende be sala majiga badon yenge ne mende o tambo jodo umu soba de da benzaye zo jo jo na jube sanje da jodan batam jodan alo gozo jise nanga tada nye besun jege kanan mene ben yenge jende be sala majiga badon yenge ne mende o tambo jodo umu soba de da benzaye zo jo jo na jube sanje da jodan batam jodan alo gozo jise nanga tada nye besun jege kanan mene ben yenge jende be sala majiga badon yenge ne mende o tambo jodo umu soba de da
My thought is that it would be best for us to be informal, that I would explain something briefly and roughly at first, and then we could have an informal discussion.
Do you think it's better?
Most of you were perhaps there last night for the lecture, were you? So I won't repeat what I said last night.
That's all. And I think the basic thing is we everybody have a feeling of I, as I mentioned last time, all the time the tang dus lam ya do interpretation da kanda ngaran so le ya nganzo ti yor ka so human right draw me thap dan yor besna yor ba
if one asks do humans have rights? Yes, there are human rights.
Kare Islam?
What are those rights?
Marda. Why Islam?
Why? How is it that humans have rights?
Ani jumzeni ya. Ta nga dewan dugi sa jumze dimada phaji yamare.
There's probably no reason except that one oneself wants happiness.
Ani Nao nyambe da, nao nyambe da lo lenjili chaya, nao nyambe da kasuri. Chuzu di dene, and the ranking ang dewan beba, the dungim in the junzin di dene, da anzuli ya, da right yard is the dishay yard.
It is in on the basis of the innate appearance of an I to one's consciousness that one wants happiness, and that wanting of happiness itself with this appearance as its basis is the very reason for there being this right. There are many levels to the happiness which is to be gained and the suffering which is to be relieved. And the millions and millions of people in this world are proceeding to try to gain happiness and remove suffering in what they consider to be the best technique. And those of you who are taking an interest today, those of us who are gathered here today are seeking some other technique or means to achieve happiness and remove suffering. We are not mainly engaged in a technique based on money, but on a technique based on the internal transformation of our thought. Many wise persons in the path have set forth techniques for changing, training, and transforming the mind, and it's important for all of us to have a respect for all of these systems.
Respect to chumba yina ene dim merin ware na la liya chik ta su 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 technique tumu ma yimba da meda yedo di en samal la liya na ju lob chung che samal la ge chik su ka su ri menda menda yedo di na la ni su 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 chik pen da yedo ba ta su su jambu yedo ba ene nyam len chen ya gur ba.
When it's good if when one has respect for these various systems, one studies them to discover what techniques are the most useful, helpful, and appropriate for oneself, and then implements them.
So today, in Zhang, and the Kong, Chinese, and the center, the centers, them, that the and the group, the some of them, that the talk, that the nothing was achieved.
I am delighted with the mode of study and type of implementation that you are doing here in this center. The pursuit of philosophy is to be done by a disciplined and quiet mind. Therefore, it is important first to engage in and know about meditation. With regard to meditation, there in some meditations one has an object of observation and in others not. Within meditations that have an object of observation, The observation can be of two types, with an external one or with an internal one.
Ah, tell you, I'm the one who said, "I'm my shiki shiki, not the experiment of shiki."
So, my wish is that perhaps today, as I explain this topic, we could engage in an experiment.
You agree?
Do you?
That's something that's better than the outstanding.
So then your posture has to be good.
Then throw the dum-dum.
Michael, there's still room here and there. In here?
Yeah.
There's a lot of room right here, for instance. Are you hearing?
Good enough? You can come closer.
You can come closer.
Okay. I think this is something additional.
Does someone need a pillow? What about this? Set your legs, and however you can, recognizing that it's difficult today. Put your hands in the position of meditative equipoise, four finger widths below your navel. Left hand is in the bottom, right hand on the top. I can only hold it upside down
Good.
And make the top part into a triangle. This has a connection with the place where the inner heat occurs. Straighten your backbone like an arrow. And bend your neck down slightly. Set your lips and teeth as usual. Touch the top of the tongue to the front roof of the mouth. Aim the eyes down the nose. That doesn't necessarily mean at the point of the nose. It can be down at the floor in front of you. If your nose is small, sometimes it'll make your eyes pain. So you can set your eyes down in front of you. Don't open your eyes too wide or forcefully close them. You can leave them open a little, but sometimes they'll close of their own accord. That's all right. And sometimes... And even if your eyes are open, when your mental consciousness becomes steady on its object, this this, these appearances to the eye consciousness won't disturb you.
但这样子没事讲一个都是娘娘琢磨说，密密西边呢，密密塞都是没搞理啊，告诉我这个到是牛人住的，情况到是说这种的，是这个情况的，讲是在呢。
From your own experience, have you seen, this means those who wear eyeglasses, if when you take off your eyeglasses, there is less danger from the generation of excitement and more danger of the generation of laxity? And do you find that there's a difference between facing the wall and not facing the wall? That when you face the wall, there's less danger of excitement. These are to be determined by your own experience.
但他在这密定，密定是光不赢的，当然了，不得不去攻击，他的攻击。杨这边呢，不得搞不懂呢，不得过去攻。杨不得呀，但说是不能，这边呢，Christian这里搞不懂呢，Cross这里搞不懂呢，Cross就攻的，英文里啊。Now,
you can choose.
密定是这样的，当然了，什么密定都是鸟的差不多，都有啥。So,
instead of meditating on the mind itself, let's meditate on an external object of observation, say, for instance, the body of a Buddha for those who like to look at Buddha, or a cross for those who are Christians and so forth. So you should imagine mentally that the body of a Buddha or the cross, say, is about 4 feet in front of your eyebrows. You're not looking at it, of course, with your eyes. And it's 4 feet in front there, and on a line with, say, the eyebrows. The size should be about 2 inches. And something that is brilliant with light. And heavy, and you have a sense of it as being heavy. The imagination of it as heavy helps to prevent excitement, and the imagination of it as very bright and light helps to prevent laxity. So you have to make effort, strive for two factors. One, to make the object of observation clear, and two, to make it steady. So first of all, work at the clarity of the object, and then at the stability. Has something appeared to your mind? Is what's in front of your eyes bothering you? If that's the case, then it will be all right to close your eyes. If when you close your eyes, are you seeing something like redness? If you're seeing red with your eyes closed, or if with your eyes open what you're seeing is bothering you, what you should do is take your attention away from the eye consciousness, these both being cases of that, and put your attention with the mental consciousness.
Ta and the meeting the casore. Yo yatela. Carip temple yalia, carip has you cigarettes lona. Togugi, tell what you say.
What is it that interferes and causes the object of observation to fluctuate? It's scattering and excitement.
Tell ya, sim does, so now so shukshir dugugu.
To stop that, you should withdraw your mind more strongly inside. When you withdraw your mind more inside, the height of the mode of apprehension begins to lower. In order to withdraw the mind, it helps to think on something that makes you more sober, more a little bit sorrowful. When you think on such a topic, it causes the mode of apprehension of the object to the height of it to come down some. And this helps you to stay on the object of observation better. Now it's not sufficient just to have stability. It's necessary to have also a clarity of the object.
And
that which prevents clarity is laxity.
And that
which causes laxity is an over withdrawal of the mind.
First
of all, the mind becomes lax, you have laxity, then this can lead to lethargy, in which one is like fallen into darkness, and one has lost the object of observation, and then that can lead even to sleep. This is, at this point, we need what the Zen, the technique that the Zen people use, which is to hit you with a stick on the back. Due to the fact that laxity and so forth come from over withdrawing the mind inside, it's necessary to raise or heighten the mode of apprehension. As a technique to do that, one should think on something that you like. Or to meditate in a high place or a place where there's a vast view. This causes the deflated or mind to heighten in its mode of apprehension. It's necessary by your own experience to see how when the mind becomes, when its mode of apprehension becomes too tight and high, to lower it, with what techniques to lower it, And then when it becomes too lowered, to use other techniques to raise it.
Dele ya pge mikjin sabu yonda mayon ti takje dele ya tembe singu ya mikjin ti tembe sin ngar set da shib ngar set da tab shabe mikjin ti tembe sin da.
Now the object of observation that you're visualizing has to be held by mindfulness.
Dene tembe mikjin ti simje daba da chebji ani le suji ne sabu yongi yoda me.
When, as you hold the object of observation with mindfulness, you inspect to see whether the object is clear or not, or whether it's stable. This factor that does this inspection is called introspection. When one generates a powerful mindfulness, introspection is generated. But the uncommon function of introspection is from time to time to inspect to see whether the mind has come under the influence of excitement or laxity. When you develop mindfulness and inspection well, you are able to catch laxity and excitement just as they are about to arise, before they
arise.
That's in a brief way how to sustain meditation with an object of observation. Now for the second level. Not second level, but a different way. So now in this one, there is no external object of observation. You should get rid of any You should stop remembering things that happened in the past. And don't allow thoughts about what you're going to do in the future to be generated. And leave your mind in a natural state without thinking of the past or thinking of the future, without generating any conceptuality. Where does it seem that your consciousness is? Is it with the eyes or where is it? You might have a sense that it's with the eyes or behind the eyes, since it seems that the greatest force of the consciousness is with the eye consciousness. And this is due to the fact that we're relying too much on our sense consciousnesses.
Surdu yiji sheba tawje singe ji yeba ta di pen mi gi 이지 셰바페 나탈리아 샤코라 차신 베네고라 미기 셰베 숙 토나야 미게베 차야 디게 따 같은 거슬라나 달라 샤코도 차딩 이지 셰바 조지 그 예베 딴 때문에 그 세퍼레이트 인더빈 띵띵 왔다
that we do have a separate mental consciousness is indicated by the fact that when one is strongly attracted to listening to some sounds the things that appear to one's eye consciousness are not noticed This indicates that there's some separate mental consciousness that's paying more attention to what's being heard by the ear consciousness.
That is, Sheba, Nyamnunch dos Kasore, dos and the Tajer, Dunsing the Chana. That depends on Shogan, not really.
For someone who wants to continue such a practice, the best time is. Mostly in the morning. And there shouldn't be a lot of noise from the outside.
And
you should do this sort of contemplation when your mind is very clear. At such a clear time.
And Casole, 지양 차르스 봐. 코랑이 뭐디 명점 직점 좀 하다 매딩해. 드리지 라 샤야다 가.
And if you practice this way in time, you will probably realize
or feel
you will feel consciousness as something the entity of which is of mere experience, of mere cognition. That anything is capable of appearing to it when the conditions arise.
그럼 어디 명점 직점 게 맞춰봐 그걸 코라 지추 당부 직소로 시대딩.
And that when the mind when one doesn't meet with external circumstances, that the mind abides as like clear water, an entity of mere experience.
근데지 니소나 다시네 섬의 미그베 가서 검자기 검자겐지게 다시네 미그진 당군이 다르다
when you find the mind this way you have then
that nature 마인 근데 그 전신이 니소나 다시네 섬의 미그베 검자기 미그진신이 니베스시다
when you have found the mind with such a nature then you have for the first time located the object of observation in this internal type of meditation
Now,
another way to distinguish the ultimate nature of phenomena. First of all, if you search for the self, Phenomena are divided into two types, the mental and physical aggregates and other phenomena that are used by the I or self, and then the I or self that uses them. Now, if we first investigate the I, For instance, when we say John is coming, there's some person or human that is that to which we're referring or designating the name John.
Tendegita, Kasuri Mingdi, John said the meeting Pungul Tagaremare.
Is that
Sugul Tagare Dosim Marva?
Is that name John designated to his body?
Marva.
It's not, is it? Is it designated to his mind? If it were designated to his mind, then we couldn't say John's mind, could we? Doesn't it seem that there's an I that's separate from mind and body? And for instance, when we think of, oh, my lousy body, or my lousy mind. Thus, to our own innate mode of appearance, the I itself isn't the mind, right?
John said, John Pungu de Mending, same day member Jig John Kadwa.
Now, John isn't his mind and body. Of what John is there separate from his mind and body?
That Danish Ran Sujarina, Nasin Sujarina. My lute, same Nibutine, Nazo Nasin, a lot of Chayati, Kuarus Dadwa, Kuarin Shedwa.
Now, you should apply this to yourself, your own eye. Where is this I in terms of the mind and body? When your body pains, your body is not I, but due to the paining of the body, the I is pained. And even for the sake of the pleasure of the eye, it's sometimes necessary even to cut off part of the body. Therefore, although the eye isn't the body, there is a relationship between the two. And the painting of the body can serve as a painting of the eye.
Danishi Migi Sheba Namareti Migi Sheba Tony Genshani Nai Tonsin Lord Shigdua.
Similarly, also, when the eye consciousness sees something, it appears to the mind that I see it too. Therefore, how does the eye appear?
When
you don't fabricate or make anything artificial in your mind, it often seems that, does it seem that the eye is separate from mind and body? But then when you search for it, can you find it?
How
does the eye appear to your mind when someone accuses you, like you robbed such and such, or you killed so and so, and you feel, oh, I didn't do that? At that time, how does the eye appear? Does it appear as if it's solid?
내준 마찬가지 딱 내든지 지금 뭐 좀 사바지 내 마찬가지 지금 나 땀벌어 지금 숙청불 속에 시작도 시작도
Does some solid and steady thing appear to your mind? You feel I didn't do that.
샤이야 든든 나한테 짜내가 말이야.
This solid concrete, solid seeming, concrete seeming, independent seeming I that appears at such a time actually doesn't exist at all. And therefore we say selflessness.
Yinaya, mata majebe, ngadin dugutu, ngadi kasore, chigin siagi, ngatsam shi kyalamri.
However, we do assert an I within non investigation and non-analysis, this one that just feels I want,
what about?
I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Tende yindu ta, nga senpe, rao yotengegi, nga di medabatala tamisere.
The non-existence of an independent or self-powered I is called selflessness.
If